O'Neill. We've got to keep going. Come on, get up.
It's no use. They're everywhere.
The captain gave us an order. We've got to find some clue.
It's no use, Mr. Sulu. Look, there's one of them. There's another one.
Scouting party to Enterprise.
Come in.
What is it, Mr. Sulu?
Captain, beam us up quick. Emergency.
Transporter room. Lock onto Sulu and O'Neill. Beam up immediately.
We've got to make a run for it. We can't just stand here.
Mr. O'Neill's can't tight. He'll beam us up in a minute.
Run, I tell you. We got to get out of here. You know what they're capable of.
O'Neill!
O'Neill, where is he?
You. You're not of the body.
Dr. McCoy.
Dr. McCoy, transporter room, quickly.
You did it. They knew we were Archons. These are the clothes they wear, not these.
Sulu, take it easy. Sit down.
What happened?
You're wonderful. You're the sweetest, friendliest people in the universe. It's paradise, my friend. Paradise.
Lieutenant O'Neill, where is he?
Paradise.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its 5-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before. Captain's log, stardate 3156.2. While orbiting planet Beta 3, trying to find some trace of the starship Archon that disappeared here 100 years ago, a search party consisting of 2 Enterprise officers were sent to the planet below. Mr. Sulu has returned, but in a highly agitated mental state. His condition requires I beam down with an additional search detail.
Materialization completed. Kirk out.
Odd. The expression on that man's face. A mindlessness. Vacant contentment.
Like Sulu. If everybody on this planet is like him. Let's go.
Joy to you, friends.
Joy to you.
You'll be strangers. Come for the festival, eh, ya?
Yes.
Got a place to sleep it off yet? Go around to Rager's house. He's got rooms. but you'll have to hurry. It's almost the red hour.
This, festival, it starts at 6 o'clock?
Tula! These folks come for the festival. Your daddy can put them up, can't he?
You're from the valley?
We've, just arrived.
My father'll be glad to put you up, though. It's right over there.
Sorry to break in on you like this. We didn't expect that kind of a welcome.
Welcome? You are strangers?
Yes, that's right. We're from the valley.
You came for the festival?
Yes.
Then how come you here?
Are you Redger?
Yes.
You have a daughter named Tula?
Yes.
Well, you better do something. She's outside.
I know. It's festival. It's the will of Landru.
Redger, these are young men. They're not old enough to be excused.
They're visitors.
Well, have they no lawgivers in the valley? Why be they not at the festival?
We heard that you might have rooms for us.
You see, Hickam, they've merely come looking for a place to rest afterwards.
The red hour has already struck.
Hickam, these be strangers. The valley has different ways.
Do you say that Landru is not everywhere?
No, of course not. It's simply that they may have different ways.
They've come looking for shelter. Can I turn them away? Come, please.
But the girl, out there.
She is in festival, as you should be.
Come, please, hurry.
The lawgivers should know.
Surely, Hickam, they already know. Are they not infallible?
You mock them. You mock the lawgivers. And the strangers are not of the body. You will see.
But Hickam.
You can return here at close of festival. It's quiet. You will have need of rest.
We have no plans to attend the festivals.
The hour is struck. You can hear.
I'd like to hear more about this festival. And Landru.
Landru, you ask. Oh, you're strange. You scorn festival? Are you?
What about Landru? My guess is we have until morning. Let's put the time to good use. Doctor.
Your atmospheric readings to determine whether there's anything in the air to account for all this. Mr. Lindstrom, correlate all that you've seen with any other sociological parallels, if any. Mr. Spock. you and I have some serious thinking to do. When we leave here tomorrow morning, I want to have a plan of action.
Try to bring her back. What kind of father are you?
It's Landrew's will.
What about Landrew? Who is he?
It is true, then. You did not attend the festival last night.
No.
Then you're not of the body. You couldn't be. He's asleep. Are you... Are you Archons?
What if we are?
It was said more would follow. If you are indeed...
We must hide them. Quickly, the lawgivers.
We can take care of ourselves, friend.
Landrew will know. He will come.
He is the one. He mocked the lawgivers. I heard him.
No, Hagel. It was a jest.
The others, they were here, but they scorned the festival. I saw it.
Tamar, stand clear.
I hear and obey the voice of Landrew.
Attack the body. You have heard the word and disobeyed. You will be absorbed.
What do you mean absorbed?
There, you see, not of the body.
You will be absorbed. The good is all. Landrew is gentle. You will come.
We're not going anywhere.
It is the law. You must come.
I said we're not going anywhere.
Evidently, they're not prepared to deal with outright disobedience. How did you know?
Everything we've seen here so far seems to indicate some sort of compulsive, involuntary stimulus to action.
Your analysis seems logical.
It is clear that you simply did not understand. I will rephrase. You are ordered to accompany us to the absorption chambers.
Why did you kill that man?
Out of order. You will obey. It is the word of Landrew.
You tell Landrew that will come in our own time, and that will speak to him.
You cannot. It is Landrew.
Andrew.
Fascinating. This is merely a hollow tube, Captain.
No mechanism.
They're communing. We have time. Come with me.
Where to?
To a place I know. You'll be safe there. But we must hurry. Landry will come.
Quite a festival they had.
Peace.
What do you make of all this?
Totally illogical. Yesterday, without apparent cause or reason, they wrought total havoc. Yet today, now...
Now they're back to normal.
Morning, friend.
Good morning, Vilar.
Your daughter, that's the man.
No, it wasn't Vilar, it was Landru. Let's hurry, we haven't much time.
What is it?
Landru. He's summoning the body.
Telepathy, Captain.
Phasers on stun. Which way, Roger?
Perhaps through there. Landru.
We'll handle Landru. Just got us out of this. I don't want to hurt them. Warn them back.
They're in the body. It's Landru.
Phasers on stun. Whitefield. Fire. Fire. Security?
Captain.
Lieutenant O'Neill, he's one of our men.
Not anymore. He's been absorbed.
Bring him along.
But I tell you, he's one of them. When he wakes, Landru will find us through him. Leave him there. He's our enemy. He's been absorbed.
Captain, now that we got Lieutenant O'Neill, let's beam up out of here.
We still don't know what's happened to the Archons. Which way? Bring him along.
Time before Landru.
Before Landru? How long ago was that?
Nobody knows, positively. Some say as long ago as 6,000 years.
Captain, it took a very advanced technology to construct a device like this. Inconsistent with this environment.
But not inconsistent with what we've seen, security.
Those staffs. Hollow tubes. Antenna for some sort of broadcast power. What is it, Mr. Spock?
Mostly strong power generations, Captain. Near here, but radiating in all directions.
He'll be coming around soon, Captain.
He must not. He's been absorbed.
Absorbed?
The body absorbs its enemies. It only kills when it has to. When the first Archons came, they were free, out of control, opposing the will of Landru. Many were killed. Many more were absorbed. When he regains consciousness, Landru will find us through him. And if the others come...
What others?
Those like you and me, who resist Landru.
And underground? How are you organized?
In threes. Myself, Tamar, who's dead now, and one other.
Who?
I don't know. Tamar was my contact.
Give me a decision, Captain. He's coming out of it.
He must not regain consciousness. He'll destroy us all. He's of the body.
Give him a shot. Keep him asleep. Roger. I want some answers. This underground, Flandreau is so powerful. How do you survive?
I don't know, Captain. Some of us escape the directives. Not many, but a few. It was that way when the first Archons came.
The Archons? Tell me about them.
They had invaded the body, but they resisted the will of Flandreau. You see, Flandreau had pulled them down from the skies.
Pulled them down from the skies? A starship? Mr. Spark, those power readings you took, are they...
Powerful enough to destroy a starship? Affirmative.
Director Enterprise, come in.
Captain, we're under attack. There are heat beams of some kind coming up from the planet's surface.
Status report.
Our shields are holding, but they're taking all our power.
If we try to warp out or even move on impulse engines, we'll lose our shields and we'll burn up like a cinder.
Orbit condition.
Checking. We're going down, Captain. Unless we can get those beams off us so we can use our engines, we're due to hit atmosphere in less than 12 hours.
Keep your shield up. Do everything you can to maintain orbit. We'll try and locate the source of the beam and stop it here.
Impossible to break away. I've tried the emergency bypass circuits, but they haven't been effective.
Captain.
What is it?
Sensor beams. Very strong. We're being probed. In this direction.
Flandreau.
Block them up.
Too strong, Captain. Can't be blocked.
Oh.
Unreal.
But beautiful, Mr. Spock, with no apparatus at this end.
You have come as destroyers. You bring an infection.
You are holding my ship. I demand that you release...
You have come to a world without hate, without fear, without conflict. No war, no disease, no crime. None of the ancient evils. Flandreau seeks tranquility, peace for all, the universal good.
You mean you no harm? Ours is a mission of peace and goodwill.
The good must transcend the evil. It shall be done. So it has been since the beginning.
He doesn't hear you, Captain.
Maybe he'll hear this. Put that away. Flandreau, listen to me.
You will be absorbed. Your individuality will merge into the unity of good. And in your submergence into the common being of the body, you will find contentment, fulfillment. You will experience the absolute good.
Stardate 3157.4. The Enterprise, still under attack by some sort of heat rays from the surface of Beta 3, is now being commanded by Engineering Officer Scott. The shore party has been taken by the creature called Flandreau.
Mr. Leslie?
This is Dr. McCoy.
He was gone when I woke up, along with the other guard and Mr. O'Neill.
I should say they'd been here and been removed.
But where is here?
Evidently a maximum security establishment. Are you armed?
All the phasers are gone, I checked. That's locked.
Oh.
Oh, does my head ache.
Natural result of being subjected to a hypersonic.
Oh, is that what it was?
Sound waves. Stronger they might have killed. As it was, they merely rendered us unconscious.
Enough analysis. Let's think of a way to get out of here. What about the lawgiver's inability to cope with the unexpected?
Shouldn't depend on that happening again, Captain. A society as well organized as this one seems to be, I cannot conceive of such an oversight going uncorrected. Interesting, however, their reaction to your defiance was remarkably similar to the reaction of a computer when fed insufficient or contradictory data.
Are you suggesting that the lawgivers are mere computers? That they aren't human?
Quite human, Captain. Simply that all the facts are not yet in. There are gaps.
You know me.
We all know one another. In Landru. Like Sulu.
Think, man. The Enterprise, the ship. Remember?
You speak very strangely, friend. Are you from away?
You do remember!
To joy, peace, tranquility. He goes to meet Landru. Happiness is to all of us, blessed by Landru.
I am Maplan. It is your hour. Happy communing.
With thanks. Happy communing.
Well?
Impossible. He's under extremely powerful control.
Are we just going to stand here?
Little else we can do. Unless you can think of a way to get through that door.
Well, this is simply ridiculous. A bunch of Stone Age characters running around in robes.
And apparently commanding powers far beyond our comprehension. Not simple. Not ridiculous. Very, very dangerous.
Joy to you, friend. Peace and contentment will fill you. You will know the peace of Landrum.
Dear friend, the effect is harmless. My name is Marplon. I was too late to save your first two friends. They have been absorbed. Beware of them.
What about the captain?
He is unharmed, unchanged. I am the third man in Raider's triad. We have been awaiting your return.
We are not Archons, Marplon.
Whatever you may call yourselves, you are in fulfillment of prophecy. We ask your help.
Where is Rager?
He will join us. He is immune to absorption. Hurry. We have not much time.
Who is Landrew?
I cannot answer your questions now. Landrew, he will hear. Here are your weapons. You may need them. Behave as you saw your captain behave. It is done.
Joy be with you.
Peace and contentment.
Peace and tranquility to you. Are you all right?
Quite all right. Be careful of Dr. McCoy.
I understand. Landrew.
I am formulating a theory, Captain.
And?
Not here, the doctor.
You speak in strange whispers. This is not the way of Landrew. Joy be yours, and tranquility, my friend.
And peace and harmony. Are you of the body?
The body is one.
Blessed be the body, and health to all of its parts.
My friends, what is your theory, Mr. Spock?
This is a soulless society, Captain. It has no spirit, no spark. All is indeed peace and tranquility. The peace of the factory, the tranquility of the machine. All parts working in unison.
And when something unexplained happens, their routine is disrupted.
Until new orders are received. The question is, who gives those orders?
Landrew.
There is no Landrew, Captain. Not in the human sense.
You're thinking the same thing I am. Mr. Spock, the plug must be pulled.
Sir.
Landru must die.
Captain, our prime directive of non-interference.
That refers to a living, growing culture. Do you think this one is?
Joy to you all, friends.
It is the gift of Landru. Brought your signaling devices. You may need them.
What we really need is more information about Landru. You said you wanted us to help you.
Prophecy says...
Never mind what the prophecy says. If you want to be liberated from Landru, we'll need your help.
Captain.
You're not of the body!
Peace.
You're not!
To you,
you're
friend.
Not of the body!
Joy and tranquility.
Lawgivers! Peace! Lawgivers! Traitors! Traitors!
Doc, I don't want to hurt you.
Traitors!
Somewhat old-fashioned. Rose. Where is Landru?
No.
Where do we find him?
We do not see him. We hear him. In the Hall of Audiences.
In this building?
Yes.
You're going to take us there. Go. Spock, call the Enterprise.
Oh.
Snap out of it. Start acting like men.
Spock to Enterprise. Status report.
Mr. Spock, I've been trying to reach you.
Report, Scott.
The orbit's still decaying. Give it 6 hours, more or less.
Those heat beams are still on us. You've got to cut them off, Mr. Spock, or we'll cook one way or another.
Scotty, stand by. We're doing the best we can.
How's Mr. Sulu?
He's peaceful enough, but he worries me.
Put a guard on him.
On Sulu?
That's an order. Watch him. Captain out.
Captain.
All right. About Landru.
There was war. Convulsions. The world was destroying itself. Landru was our leader. He saw the truth. He changed the world. He took us back. Back to a simple time. A time of peace and tranquility.
What happened to him?
He's still alive. He's here now. He sees. He hears. We have destroyed ourselves. Please, no more.
You said you wanted freedom. It's time you learned that freedom is never a gift. It has to be earned. Come on. We're going to find Landru.
No, I was wrong. I submit. I bear myself to the will of Landru.
It's too late for that.
No, lawgivers, help! Help me!
All right. It's up to you. Take us to Landru.
This is the Hall of Audiences.
Open it.
But this is Landru.
Open it.
Landru speaks here.
Yeah.
Landru! Landru! We are the Archons. We are the Archons. We come to speak. We are the Archons. We want to talk to you.
Landru, he comes.
Despite my efforts to save you, you have invaded the body and you are causing great harm.
We have no intention of causing harm.
Obliteration is necessary. The infection is strong. For the good of the body, you must die. It is a great sorrow.
We do not intend to die.
All who saw you, all who know of your presence here, must be excised. The memory of the body will be cleansed.
Listen to me.
Useless, Captain. Your projection.
Yes, Mr. Spock. Let's have a look at the projector.
Society is a machine's concept of perfection. Peace, harmony.
But no soul.
I am Landru. You have intruded.
Pull out its plug, Mr. Spock.
Your devices have been neutralized. So it shall be with you. I am Landru.
Landru died. 6,000 years ago.
I am Landru. I am he. All that he was, I am. His experience, his knowledge.
But not his wisdom. He may have programmed you, but he could not have given you a soul. You are a machine.
Your statement is irrelevant. You will be obliterated. The good of the body is the prime directive.
Good of the body, Captain. That's the key.
Yes. What is the good?
I am Landru.
Landru is dead. You are a machine. A question has been put to you. Answer.
The good is the harmonious continuation of the body. The good is peace, tranquility. The good of the body is the directive.
Then I put it to you that you have disobeyed the prime directive. You are harmful to the body.
The body is... it exists. It is healthy.
The body is dying. You are destroying it.
Do you ask a question?
What have you done to do justice to the full potential of every individual of the body?
Insufficient data.
Without freedom of choice, there is no creativity. Without creativity, there is no life. The body dies. The fault is yours.
Are you aiding the body or are you destroying it?
I am not programmed to answer that question.
Landru, guide us. Landru.
Necessary, Captain. They have no guidance, possibly for the first time in their lives.
Landru, answer the question.
Peace, order, and tranquility are maintained. The body lives, but I reserve creativity to me.
Then the body dies.
Creativity is necessary for the health of the body.
This is impossible?
Is this truly land?
What's left of it? After he built and programmed this machine 6,000 years ago.
We must create the good. That is the will of Landru, nothing else.
But there is evil.
Then the evil must be destroyed. That is the prime directive. And you are the evil.
I think I lived.
You are the evil. The evil must be destroyed. Fulfill the prime directive. You,
Andrew, help me.
Are the evil. Fulfill the prime directive.
Help me, help me, help me, help me, help me.
On your own now. I hope you're up to it. You can get rid of those robes. If I were you, I'd start looking for another job. Director Enterprise, come in.
Captain, are you all right?
What about the ship?
The heat rays have gone, Captain. And Mr. Sulu's back to normal.
Believing you.
Excellent, Scotty. Stand by to beam up landing party. Let's go see how the others are doing. Marplin can finish up here.
Captain's log, stardate 3158.7. The Enterprise is preparing to leave Beta 3 in star system C-111. Sociologist Lindstrom is remaining behind with a party of experts who will help restore the planet's culture to a human form.
Marvelous.
What?
The late Landru, Captain. Marvelous feat of engineering. A computer capable of directing the lives of millions of human beings.
But only a machine, Mr. Spock. The original Landru programmed it with all his knowledge, but he couldn't give it his wisdom, his compassion, his understanding, his soul, Mr. Spock.
Predictably metaphysical. I prefer the concrete, the graspable, the provable.
You'd make a splendid computer, Mr. Spock.
That is very kind of you, Captain.
Captain, Mr. Lindstrom from the surface.
Yes, Lindstrom.
Just wanted to say goodbye, Captain.
How's it going?
Couldn't be better. Already this morning, we've had half a dozen domestic quarrels and two genuine knockdown dragouts. It may not be paradise, but it's certainly human.
Sounds most promising. Good luck.
How often mankind has wished for a world as peaceful and secure as the one Landru provided.
Yes. And we never got it. Just lucky, I guess.